Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello and happy holidays, everyone. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour as we have a delightful conversation with family and friends. Well, maybe one family member and one friend I've invited onto the show today, but usually on the Dr. Julie Show, we explore our interconnected world and have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts exploring our connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. But what's working today is the holidays. I love holiday traditions, and we just celebrated the winter solstice and the season of light. Some are celebrating Hanukkah. And actually, one-third of the population on the planet is about to celebrate Christmas. There are 2.18 billion Christians on the planet. That's 32% of the population. So the holiday season is full of travel and traditions and family and light and food and gifts and music and food. And there's so much joy and other things going on. And sometimes not so much joy and not so much tradition and not so much family. So we're just going to have a little dialogue here, and I invited a special guest that I don't get to see very often, which is my daughter from Chicago, Illinois, onto the show, Quincy. Hi, Quince.
Hello.
Hello. We're going to talk about the mother-daughter connection, but I also invited a friend on, David Eisen, to join us. Hi, David.
Hey there.
Hey.
How's everybody out there in radio land today?
Yeah, it's holidays. WBLQ has been playing Christmas and holiday music for the last hour that I've been listening to. It's been very lovely. So thanks, WBLQ. Hey, I wanted to do the mother-daughter connection just because these connections pieces are so important, and not everyone has the same experience of family and connection. And, you know, David, you and I have had so many different conversations about that mother-daughter connection and what that is, and family, and you know, we like to talk about all kinds of different things. So I'm just going to open this up, and we're going to see where the hour goes. How's that sound?
That sounds great. How about you, Quincy? How's it sound to you?
Yeah, sounds great. It's cool to be on your show, Mom.
It's nice to have you, Quincy. Quincy's a professional actress now in the Chicago area and lives 10 hours from home, so I don't get to see her very often. So it's nice to have you home, Quince.
Thank you. It's nice to be home.
Thanks.
And Julie, David, why don't you tell us what you mean by the mother-daughter connection?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, David.
I said, why don't you tell us what you mean by the mother-daughter connection?
Well, I mean a lot of different things when I talk about the mother-daughter connection. But on our show, a lot of times we talk about our interconnections and our connectedness. And, I have a special connection with all three of my children. And I have two sons and a daughter. And our two sons live right here, and I'm very connected in their lives. They live a few miles away from us. We get to see them often, and the interworkings of our life allow us to just run into each other in different kinds of ways, spend time with each other in different kinds of ways. And so to really be physically present in each other's life and connected. And, you know, I think there's a different kind of connection between mothers and sons and mothers and daughters. And yet, for me, I'm in a peculiar situation, and I'd love to hear both of your perspectives of this. But from my perspective, I feel very connected to Quincy, and there's kind of a connection that's more indirect, but what would I say? I think with Quincy and I, we have a connection that has no boundaries. There's no boundaries. There's no limits. As a young adult and mother of adult children now, you know, we've gone through the stage of childhood and the school years and the college years and those kinds of things. And now she's a beautiful young woman. But there's this kind of a spiritual, infinite connection that's a very deep soul connection. From my perspective, I think we could, and I said this to somebody the other day, and they said, I don't know what you're talking about. But I think we can finish each other's sentences. I think we can read each other's minds sometimes. I think we're connected in ways that just, you know, the miles don't make any difference when there's something going on. From my perspective, I feel it. I'd love to hear Quincy's perspective.
Yeah.
But ironically, David, the thing that might make this conversation really interesting is that I had a very different relationship with my mother. And there was just a lot of disconnect. And she's not physically present in my life as much as I was in Quincy's life. So it really is kind of a whole different kind of thing from this perspective. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And, I don't know if it's necessarily, like you said, mother-daughter, because your connection with your mom is much different from our connection, but it's definitely, like on the lines of finishing each other's sentences, I'll be in Chicago, and a lot of times, you know, I'll have something to share with my mom, but sometimes I already feel like she already knows, and even the way I, you know, talk about relationships, and I always know that she's a very intuitive woman, and so I always feel like on her part more so she already knows what's going on with my life than I do with hers, if that makes any sense. A lot
so
of
you,
times
do you think that, I mean, your experiences is that Julie is very much connected to your life, and there's not really the same thing in reverse. Is that what you're saying?
I guess I maybe wouldn't say I'm not connected to her life, but it's more of like her being is very similar to my being, and our way of I guess our essence is very similar. And so my thoughts a lot of times are very, I wish I could come up with a specific example of what I'm thinking of. But even...
Quincy, when you just said that, one of the things I think is different is you might not be as connected to what's going on in my life physically, like, you know, what's on my agenda for the day type of thing. Mm-hmm. But I think that you probably can feel my emotion and you can stay connected, maybe. How does that work?
Yeah, that's definitely, I would say. Mom, can you think of a time that, I feel like this just happened a couple months ago where I don't remember exactly, I was going through something and I sent you a text and I felt like you already knew. Oh, I wish I could think of, because I always feel like even when I call or want to talk about something that you already know what I'm going to talk about, or you already know what happened in my life. You know what I'm talking about, Mom?
Totally. I think you're exactly right, and it is hard to put into words because just because of how I am created intuitively, I see and have that, I can see what's going on, and I can sense what's going on, and I can just hear what's going on. So I think a lot of times that's very true. I kind of do already have a full picture. Even just if you get on the phone and you say a few words, I kind of really can see the whole thing. So we just have another, just a brief minute before we go on to this first break. But David, did you have a question that maybe we could ponder before we come back from break?
Yeah, I do. Quincy, the fact that you're so connected at this telepathic sort of heart level, does that ever feel like an imposition to you?
Ooh, good one. Okay, don't answer, Quids. And we're going to take a break. That's a big one. So we're going to take a quick break. This is the Dr. Julie Show. You're listening to Julie Kroll, Quincy Kroll, and David Eisen. Stay with us. We'll get right back, and this might be a loaded one. Okay.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine Radio Show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine Radio Show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit TheDrPatShow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Okay, we are back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. My guest today is my daughter, Quincy Kroll, and David Eisen has joined us, the producer of All Things Connected. We're talking about the mother-daughter connection, and we're talking about that heart connection. And right before the break, David asked a very powerful, deep question of Quincy. I'm going to let him just start again with that question. David, you had a question for Quincy.
I did, and it's sort of it's not just for her, it's for both of you, and in a certain sense, it's for all mothers and daughters, which is, Quincy speaks very cogently about the degree of connection, and that connection includes empathic communication, and even deeper than just simply empathic. And I was wondering as the daughter, does that ever feel invasive? And what was that like to have, as you were growing up, a mom who is of the caliber of Julie, who is highly intuitive and highly connected? And what was that like? So I'd like to know about that. Is that an imposition, or is it a joy, or how does that work for you?
I always felt it was a joy. It was always, my mom growing up was my best friend, and still is. She's always the one that I go to ask for advice, because she's the one that understands me the best. And I never felt, there was nothing I ever wanted to hide from my mom. And, you know, even I just, you know, hearing from other friends and their relationships with their mom, there was a lot of secrets that they never wanted their parents to know. And I guess I never was a kid that had a lot of secrets or wanted to have a lot of secrets. So I don't know, you know, what the other side is, but it's, like I said, it's always been a joy to have that person to fully understand me and my way of thinking. And because of that, she's always offered the best advice for me. It's never been an imposition. It's always been a joy.
When you say best advice, what shape does that take? What does it mean, best for you?
Best advice. Mean? A good question. I guess when I talk about career or relationships, it's, my mom never tells me what to do, but she always kind of talks me through the steps of things and what would be, she always says, what would be in my highest good. And it's never a right way or a wrong way. It's always, we're usually good about having a dialogue where I'll come and ask a question, and maybe it's not something that she knows, but we'll kind of, well, usually she knows all the time, but if it's something she's not sure of, you know, we'll talk through it. And I always, it's always empowering.
And so what I'm taking from this is empowering, empathic, non-judgmental, receptive, And I think something very important is the idea of really not telling you what to do, but helping you figure out what you want to do. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And, you know, I had a friend in high school whose mom would constantly on her and telling her what to do. And that is when she would get annoyed by her mom and wouldn't want to tell her mom things. And I was just extremely lucky in that case that I wholeheartedly trust my mom. And I would want to tell her things because, yeah, she's very non-judgmental. And
so thank you, Quinn. So Julie, let's turn back the hands of time and let's look at your, why don't you talk a little bit about your relationship with your mother, and which you said earlier was quite a bit different than this relationship, and tell us for a moment how different that was, and what made you change the dynamic? Because am I right? Your dynamic with Quincy is very different than the dynamic that you had with your mom. Is that correct?
Oh, it's incredibly different. Yeah, it's like night and day. You know, I remember when I was a little girl. Excuse me. I remember a moment in time as a young girl when I just had this conversation with the universe or God or whatever about being a mom. And, you know, it came at a painful time where I was questioning humanity. I was questioning the world. I was questioning why people do the things that they do. I was questioning why families operate the way that they do, you know? And I just remember having this conversation. And at that moment, I just knew that I was just going to be the best damn mom on the planet. And I knew what that meant. And what does that mean? I suppose I'm not a traditional parent. I was going to go backwards in time. My mother was unavailable. My mother was unavailable emotionally and physically in my life. She just never really showed up. She didn't show up for me as a person, as my cheerleader, as my provider, as my confidant. All the things that Quincy's describing, I did not have. I just had a vacancy. My mom was a single mother, and she was a working mom, and she was a very young mom. And right away, as a young mom, she had me on my oldest sister's first birthday. And so, you know, we're just a year apart. So the things that Quincy's describing is really, I did not have that. And people will go, how did you become the mom that you did? And I just, you know, I like when Quincy said she knows my essence, because I think it's just a spiritual thing that I knew I was here to shift those dynamics in my life and to where the buck stops here, where, you know, we're going to change history this time around. We're not going to repeat these cycles. And so, I became an attentive mom and a loving mom, but not an over controlling or an anxious mom. I just tried to be very present. And, you know, we had this conversation a few days ago, because there was another mom that we were talking about that literally is giving instructions. Like, I want you to know these lessons of life, which was really endearing and really important lessons, I would say. But my children said, you know, Mom, you don't teach like that. You don't tell us what we should learn. And I was reflecting on that, because there's a poem by I think it's Edgar, that is called Sermons We See. And I was thinking about that I don't give sermons by voice and say, here's what you should do, here's what you shouldn't do, here's how to live your life. I really don't do that. I hope that I live the lessons, and I hope that I just I create the lesson by who I am and how I relate and how I communicate and how I live my life and the choices I make. I don't know. It's just a really different thing. And that was a really long answer, David. We have about a minute to break. Do you want to summarize that, or maybe give us a direction of where you're at listening to that?
Well, what I would like to and thank you for that. And these answers can never be long enough.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, that's like a lot. And so this is what I'd like to think about, all of us, is the essence of gratitude and connecting your life experience that allowed you to develop the perspective that you bring to being a mother, that you then extend to your daughter, as opposed to your mother, who, if you will, didn't extend really anything in your direction. But it was the fact that you had that experience that allowed you to develop the wonderful perspective that you bring to being a mom. And if it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't have that perspective.
Yes, I want to share so much more about that. That's a perfect topic. We're going to take a break. This is Dr. Julie Kroll. You're listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. We will be right back with more.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle. Or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there-done-that no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure. a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Hello, we are back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. You can check out our show at thedrjulieshow.com. And welcome back. This is our special holiday edition. We've got my daughter here who's back home for the holidays, visiting from Chicago, Illinois. And David Eisen has joined us. And we've been talking about the mother-daughter connection. And David, you talked about gratitude. And I just want to put that out there that really, I think a most important critical piece of me being the mother that I am is that you asked me a question before the break, and I can't remember it, so I'm going to have you rephrase it. But I want to talk about you. We talked about gratitude and the ability to really be in the essence of gratitude for my mother, for who she is, for the experiences in my life as a result of that relationship, really and truly and deeply have created who I am as a mom and who I am as a person in the world in so many other ways. And so I really do just experience a lot of gratitude for who she is and what she is in my life that's really brought me to this point, which is really quite different than a lot of people's relationships with mothers and what have you. But I don't know if I answered your question, but I'll go back to you now. What were you asking
me? I think, Julie, that the question notwithstanding is that the perspective, the essence of gratitude, and the as you and I know, as the gratitude is the portal to the higher realms. And so the essence of gratitude and holding that essence, holding the form of gratitude, the fact that you understand that and that you do that in relationship to your experience with your mother, which for other folks who are not holding the essence of gratitude, that could be quite a problem to have a mother that was as disconnected as yours. And so here we are right here, right now, with your daughter and you and the essence of gratitude, and we see how through the experience that you had growing up, that because of who you are as a human being, that experience propelled you into the portal of gratitude. And it is by holding the form of the essence of gratitude in your heart that I would propose that it is that perspective, that way of looking at things, that allows you to be who you are in relationship to Quincy. And that's what I was trying to get to with whatever question I asked, which I totally forgot now.
Yeah, me too.
But it has to do with the fact that, rather than having some sort of adversarial, disharmonious memory-based triggering reality affecting you. You transform all of that through the portal of gratitude, and that's what that ability. That's what I'm trying to say. That ability to transform the life experience into the portal of gratitude. I think the ability to do that is why you have. The two of you have the relationship that you have. And so what do you have to say? You know, Quincy, do you have any commentary on that?
I do, actually, because I'm glad you asked. I don't know if my mom would ever admit it, but I don't know how she got to that place of gratitude from her life experience with her mother, because I know it was many years of pain. And that's the fascinating thing, that I look up to my mom in so many ways, that she could work through that pain and come to a place of gratitude in order to be the mother that she is today.
That's lovely. And Quincy, I'm going to ask Quincy a question now that is in a slightly different direction, but I think it's very cool. Okay?
Go for it.
Great. So Quincy, here we are, right here and right now, having this amazing exchange at all these empathetic levels. And what I would like to know right now is, how does your relationship, your empathic relationship with your mother, which is full of the non-judgmental perspective and full of the allowing for Quincy to unfold rather than telling Quincy how to unfold. I would like you to talk a little bit about, please, how do you bring that, if you will, vibration to your career as an actress? How has that affected your craft, the craft? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So I believe that I am such an empathic person because of my mom. And as an actor, you have to be very open. Your heart has to be very open to allow these characters that you portray or that you have to come to know. Allow that character to come in you and to kind of try to understand their life. And it's a very vulnerable position to allow that into you, as well as to emit that to an audience, and to be emotionally vulnerable to to an audience, because there are some ugly roles and there are some fun roles. But I think it's very important for an actor to be very connected in the heart and connected to the people on stage as well. Because I've seen, even watching as an audience member, I am very disappointed when you see kind of a either blank face or just no real connection to another actor on stage. Mm. And the connection is definitely the most important, I think, in acting.
Mm-hmm. And for you, do you think that it was due to the degree of, if you will, the mother-daughter bond that helped you develop that heart empathetic heart connection with the role and with your craft and then with the audience? Do you feel that the mother-daughter relationship contributed to that?
Yeah, maybe so. I never really thought about it like that, but
right.
I know the person who I am is very, my heart is always open in the sense of I'm very compassionate towards other people. And maybe the compassion has definitely come from my mom and the understanding, you know, being more open-minded and understanding of other people.
I think what's happening is that due to the degree of non-judgmental, if you will, teaching between your mother and yourself, that through the way of communicating, the way of holding the form of loving, compassionate understanding, as opposed to any other type of relational dynamic, loving, empathic understanding, non-judgmental understanding, which was born of the heart of gratitude on your mother's part, which was born of her way of dealing with her familial dynamic, that I think that is what opened the portal for you, Quincy, to open, to feel free. This is what I'm saying, to feel free and unencumbered, and if you will, fearless. You know, there's another part of this conversation which has to do with doubt and self-doubt and fear and things like that, that all of those things seriously impede an actor's craft.
Yeah, I need to jump in here now. I think this is a fascinating place that you've really brought this, because we need to take a break, darn it. But I think the ability to be in this place of safety is that Quincy can just experience Quincy in a very safe and loving environment is really important. But we do need to take a break. This is Dr. Julie Kroll. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to have a really nice holiday treat. Come back.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
are back, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. And this is Dr. Julie Kroll. We've been having a delightful conversation about the mother-daughter connection with my daughter, who's visiting for the holidays, Quincy Kroll, and our producer, David Eisen. And before we finish this conversation and get back to it, I just want to remind our listeners, you can find more about our show and our archives on the drjulieshow.com. And we're here every Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern time. And right before the break, David was talking to Quincy about actually using this whole conversation, what we've been talking about with the heart connection and what have you, about how you've used that, Quincy, in your craft as an actress. And I loved where that was going. But I just wanted to say one more thing about this heart connection, because David, I think that what I was trying to say quickly at the close of our last section was that I think that Quincy has had the opportunity to explore who she is in her fullness, and really allowing the emergence of her essential self through her craft and through her life in a very safe, held, cherished way. So that I think it was kind of like, there is no failure. She's not going to fail. She's not going to fall. She's, you know, everything is okay. There's been a safety about it. I don't know if you would agree, Quincy.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. I've never been scared to open up, I guess. I've always just put everything out there, splattered the pain against the wall and kept going. Yeah.
So the essence of safety has now emerged, right? So we're now understanding that the portal of gratitude and bringing gratitude to holding the presence of gratitude in the heart creates a type of vibrational communication or vibrational exchange in this land here between the mother and the daughter. And in that vibrational exchange, through the portal of gratitude, results in a non-judgmental, heartfelt, connected communication. And what is transmitted, what is transformed, or the results of that type of mothering, creates helps the individual, the daughter, to develop a sense of safety. And the sense of safety is the safety that resolves the issues of self-doubt and resolves the issues of fear based on self-doubt. So when that space of self-doubt is necessary for any creative activity to occur, for any successful creative activity to occur, and especially in the performing arts, and very especially to live acting theater, where doubt, you know, Quincy, we have a phrase in my group, it goes, no doubt makes the notes come out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're afraid, there's no jamming going on.
Yeah.
Nothing is coming out.
David, yeah. I remember a story when Quincy was at State Speech Meet, and I think it was your junior year, and you were ready to go on, and Quincy had a lot of success in high school in all of the performing arts. But I remember she went into this place of self-doubt and fear. Do you remember the moment, Quincy?
Yeah.
And
we were just sitting, we found a quiet hallway, and we just had this conversation about, okay, Quincy, it's like you can breathe. And you can center and ground yourself and connect back with your heart. And you can just allow this to go through you and you'll do amazing things, or you can go into this place that you are all anxious and self-doubting and what would be the result. And I think that was like a turning point for Quincy of really learning how to command that essence. I just remember that moment so clearly. It was like this, a new thing shifted in her consciousness. And it was like, wow, I have some power over this. I know how to harness this. I know how to create and allow the creation to flow through me with it. Do you remember that?
Yeah. And didn't you take all my energy? Well, I mean, there was a couple moments where I was really nervous, and then I think I gave it to you, or you took it from me. I don't know. But I remember that, too.
So this is awesome, because this is truly the mother-daughter connection. This is the mother-daughter connection in the higher realms, which leads to, if I may, the daughter emerging as a completed self, that as a self, as an identity, is fully possessed of its own strength, of its own selfness, of its essential self. And further, this identity, which is born of the mother-daughter connection, which is this connection, is born through the portal of gratitude that this new essence, this new identity is, when faced with situations that will by nature create massive amounts of opportunity for self-doubt. So in this wonderful model where the mother has come through the portal and is now passing that on to the daughter, the daughter is capable of embracing the choice, Julie, that you just verbalized. Say the choice again. Quincy can either do or eh. What are those two things?
Well, in that moment, I want to share a little bit, and we've got a wrap for the day, but in that moment, I just remember her. She could fully embrace the, go back to her heart, take a deep breath, get grounded, and energetically emerge and allow her craft to flow through her in that space of creativity. Or she could go into this place of anxiety and self-doubt and disconnecting with herself even. And I just remember in that moment, she just really stepped into the full essence of who she was. And I was back to not an overconfidence, just a calm knowing that she could do it. And she did.
Yeah,
she
That's not an overconfident space. It's just simply a knowing space, a being space. You know, it's a being space. And that space is what is required for a successful actress. And we're all happy to say that Quincy landed her first major acting job, and that's exactly what we're talking about.
One more minute. I would love to do so much more, because this conversation is really so important. And I think there are things that I learned and adapted at a much earlier age as a younger child, knowing that. And so I wish we could talk more, but we are out of time. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in today. It's been a delightful conversation with my daughter, Quincy Kroll, our producer, David Eisen. And thank you, WBLQ. Have happy holidays, everybody. And tune in next Tuesday.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guest and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Pat of the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. All of us here and all of the folks at WBLQ 1230 AM Stereo wish you the very, very best holiday season and an epic 2014.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit BiteBackForACure.org.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.